Oh, the things you can think. Oh, the things you can think. If you're willing to try. Think invisible ink. Or a gink with a stink. Or a stare to the sky.
Today is the birthday of Dr. Seuss, and March 2nd is celebrated as Read Across America Day. There will be thousands of Dr. Seuss, the Cat in the hats on heads of young and old alike. You can continue the celebration all this month and bring it to a grand climax at the Y Center for the Performing Arts on the campus of Bucknell University in Lewisburg, as the award-winning Child's Play Theater for Everyone Ensemble presents The Cat in the Hat on March 25th. Catherine Maguette is executive director of the Wise Center, and she spoke with Fiona Powell at the WVIA studio in Williamsport.
You have so much coming up at the Wise Center for the Performing Arts at Bucknell, Friday, March the 3rd.
We have a wonderful band from Ireland called Cadhlad Nua. They are a quintet. They're a relatively young Irish Celtic music band, and we're thrilled to have them.
I tell you what I'm excited about, because I'm a child at heart, and because I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, I am very much looking forward to A Year with Frog and Toad.
Don't you love that musical? It's great fun. That book was one of my favorites, too. It's a story about friendship. And this is a musical, so there are lovely, clever songs and Frog and Toad and all of their arguments and then making up. And then it really spans a lot of emotions in the course of their friendship. But it's a great, great children's book. And the music is terrific. And I don't know if you've seen it live, but it's really delightful. It'll be a wonderful show.
It must be delightful. I mean, the book was wonderful.
I know.
Arnold Lobel's.
Frog
Wonderful.
And Toad, what's not to like?
Gorgeous. And this, of course, is suitable for what age range? I would say 4 years old upwards, do you think?
And up through adults, yeah.
And up through my age, I know I want to go.
Absolutely, yes.
But a four-year-old could handle it.
I think so. Right.
And is that at the Wise?
That'll be at the concert hall, yeah. That'll be in the concert
excellent.
Hall, on the big stage.
And we're still going to be children at heart for a little bit longer.
That's right. On Saturday, March 21st at 1 p.m., we're presenting a company out of Arizona called Child's Play, and they'll be doing their version of Cat in the Hat. So we all know that wonderful book, and we all know those wonderful characters. So again, this is a great family show, and our suggested ages for children are between the ages of 4 and 10.
10 Thing. What can you tell us about 10 Thing?
Well, this is a new musical ensemble that came to my attention about a year and a half ago. And they are 10 women. They all play brass instruments. They're all conservatory trained. And they're from Norway, of all places. Yes. And so it'll be a mix of some popular music, but mostly classical music. And I would say that they're a brass music ensemble for the future.
That sounds really exciting. It's wonderful to see brass ensembles like this, especially it's very rare that you see a female brass ensemble, but the times that I've seen them, it's always been very thrilling.
Oh, yeah. I think brass bands are really fantastic. Uplifting, fun, spiritual.
And the next show, you tell us not to try this at home. But you do tell us that quite a young audience will enjoy this next thing. And I know the times that I have gone to see a show like this next show, I have held my breath so many times.
That's right. The skill and the training, the skills that have been developed in the training that these Cirque performers have undertaken in the course of their lifetime is really astonishing. And so on Thursday, March 30th, we'll be presenting the Golden Dragon Acrobats, and there will be all kinds of stupendous, amazing things that you'll see from these performers when they hit the stage. And it'll be a fun, uplifting, and hold-your-breath kind of evening.
I can barely stand on a chair, let alone lie on a chair.
Let alone 27. And then do a handstand.
And then do a handstand. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, April the 1st, you have something that has been much anticipated. It's so important for the region. I want you to spend quite a bit of time talking about this, because this is such an important thing for the region, and this is part of your theme for the year.
Right. So the wonderful Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Julia Wolf created a piece called Anthracite Fields that premiered a couple of years ago in Philadelphia at the Mendelssohn Society. They commissioned it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful evening-length work that celebrates the rich cultural heritage of Pennsylvania mining region. So all of the research that went into the creation of this piece was done right in our area. She visited the Anthracite Heritage Museum. She met with coal miners from the region. She researched many of the images of the WPA. She did a lot of research into the photographs and the images from the Pennsylvania coal mining region. She took the mining tour and created an amazing work called Anthracite Fields. And yes, indeed, this has really anchored our entire season. So on top of the regular performing arts series, we have a series of noontime lectures and talks and films that are focusing on the mining region of our area. Bucknell University sits actually right in between two mining regions, and it's been our honor to really shine a light on the people who made that happen, and their stories are being told throughout this entire year. This work, Anthracite Fields, I cannot say enough about it. It is a profound piece of music. It will be performed by the musicians from Bang & O'Can All-Stars. So there are five musicians who will be performing. The choral piece will be conducted by Bucknell's own Dr. Beth Willer, who is, in my opinion, probably the best choral conductor in the country right now. And Bucknell's Camerata singers will be performing it. It is a very rich, gorgeous piece of music. There are visual images that accompany it, and I think most people will walk away really moved in all kinds of ways. It's really a celebration of coal miners and coal mining families, and this is the big event of the year.
Very, very important. I don't think there's a single person in this area that hasn't, whether they came in, whether their ancestors came in 200 years ago, or they came in, that hasn't been impacted in some way by the anthracite industry in Pennsylvania.
And I will say that for the Weiss Center staff, it's been truly a labor of love. Most of the staff has coal mining roots, you know, their grandfathers or their great-grandfathers or uncles or, grandmothers. They were all part of this central Pennsylvania coal mining life. It was a life that people led. And so everyone's feeling, you know, it's been a very powerful experience for us and for the campus and the community.
And I think that, you know, when we live in an area, we don't realize it's very easy to forget the impact that the area has had. But I know that when I go home to Wales, I often meet people who, they may not know anything about the United States, but they all know Pennsylvania and they all know the anthracite industry.
Because you had a lot of Welsh were one of the early immigrant.
Yes, and many, many Welsh came, worked for 20 years or so in the anthracite fields and then returned to Wales. But the impact of Pennsylvania is felt very, very strongly across the world.
What's been most touching, I think, to me is the blending of all of these various immigrant groups, the Germans, the Poles, the Welsh, the Irish. It's been kind of amazing how many immigrant groups came to this area to work in the mines. And also how much is preserved through the families and through the communities. And that's been a very interesting discovery for many of us, just how strong those ties are still.
A very, very important piece.
Very
and a
important.
Very important date, a sort of not to be missed Saturday, April the 1st at the Wise Center.
If you're going to see anything, I would say this is the one.
Fantastic. However, you don't get very many miners that go leaping around with swords.
So to lighten things up a little bit, we are presenting Shaolin Warriors, which will be a fun spectacle show on Thursday, April 6th at the Y Center. I think that's a great family event. And later that week, Public Radio's own Paula Poundstone, Saturday, April 8th at 7:30.
Have you ever seen Paula Poundstone?
I've not seen her live, but I do listen to her on a regular basis on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which, of course, is one of my favorite programs.
Well, I've had the opportunity to see her live. I've had the opportunity to interview her, and she is just so funny. She is one of those people that just has wit, and right at the end of her fingertips, she doesn't have to work at it. She's just a very deeply funny, deeply witty woman. Just a delight.
Well, I can't wait then. Well,
I don't think we hear enough of her on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
No, think, oh, she has to share the stage with a couple of other ones, but she always gets the zingers in, doesn't she?
Oh, she gets the zingers in and seems to come right out of the blue. You know, when I first used to listen, I used to think, well, maybe she scripts it. Or, oh, no, I've seen her live. She can come out with the zingers off the top of her head. She's an amazing woman. Very, very funny.
Well, I don't know that we've ever presented a comedian actually on our series. But this particular performance, I programmed with a conference that's happening on the Bucknell campus on the philosophy of comedy. So it's a nice little tie-in for the campus. And as an added bonus, there's Paula Poundstone. So awesome.
Funny woman and cat lover. Le mystère des voix bulgaires.
Yes, the Bulgarian Women's Choir on Thursday, April 13th at 7:30 in the Weiss Center. I've actually been trying to make this happen for the last, 3 years, but the touring days just didn't seem to line up. But this year, it's actually happening. And again, it's a rare treat to see these phenomenal vocalists. This choir is known the world over, and their singing is so unique, and it's so powerful, and it's so percussive that I really encourage people to check this one out. They don't come around very often, and it's mesmerizing and powerful music.
And then you have Dr. Lonnie Smith.
That's right, the Wizard of the Hammond B3 Organ, and that'll be a free concert on Thursday, April 20th in the Y Center Atrium Lobby. So I think that'll be a very groovy event, and nobody's better on the Hammond B3 than Dr. Lonnie Smith, so check that one out.
Tell us about this performance on Sunday, April the 30th. This is also something we don't hear very often, mariachi.
That's right. We are closing out our 2016-17 season with a mariachi band, and they'll be performing on the Y Center stage. It'll be an afternoon concert. I think there are about 10 or 12 mariachi musicians, and it will be fun and uplifting and stylistic. And what's not to like about mariachi?
I think it's very exciting. Tell us, if we want to get more information or get tickets to any of these performances at the Wise Center for the Performing Arts, or indeed at the Campus Theater. I know some of the performances are at the Campus Theater. How do people find out more and get tickets?
I think the easiest way is to go to our website, which is bucknell.edu/Wise Center. That'll give you most of the information. We also have an up-to-date Facebook page. And your other option is to call the Bucknell University Campus Box Office, which is 570-577-1000.
Catherine Maguet, Executive Director of the Wise Center for the Performing Arts on the campus of Bucknell University in Lewisburg, speaking with WVIA's Fiona Powell about the continuing 2016-2017 season at the Wise Center, culminating in mariachi. The next event is tomorrow evening at 7:30 at the Wise Center. Callard Nua, a tightly knit, wonderfully formed Celtic group. And then Tuesday, you'll get to attend A Year with Frog and Toad, a wonderful young person's musical, and so much more. For more information on the web, bucknell.edu.